So I'm really happy that all of you are joining us today.
Thank you for having us today. Yeah, we're so excited for this.
You're very welcome. And this is going to broadcast on Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. It airs in New York on WBAI Radio and on the internet at the Progressive Radio Network. So that's prn.fm. So I thought it would be good for us to start by my inviting in Jana Larson to explain the context of today's broadcast. And we are looking at the people who are volunteering for the We campaigns at we.net. So welcome, Jana Larson.
Thank you, Catherine. I am the volunteer coordinator at We the World. And we have a program through We the World called We Can, which is an acronym for the We Change Agent Network. And we already had a person who was working there in Botswana, Angelina, but she was pretty much by herself. And then Ali came in and said he was interested in doing environmental justice. And he brought his friend in, Mohammed Hani. And before we knew it, we had several other people who aren't here today, but will be at some point. And so we've started, these two gentlemen here today are representing Team Egypt. And they are students there and in the STEM school. And they're of course, they're super smart and super nice, super interesting. And they are dedicated to creating and promoting social change. So I'll let them tell their stories, but they are great additions to our volunteer team and to We the World.
That's wonderful. And I'm just going to read your bios as I have them. Joining us is Ali Nawar. He's a junior at STEM High School for Boys in Egypt. Ali is an avid environmentalist and science enthusiast. His love for environmental science and chemistry led to the renovation of his personal qualities. Additionally, helped him address the pressing global challenges and to innovate solutions for them. Speaking of which, he launched an application, the Environmental Companion, that facilitates recycling and alleviates the plastic turmoil. He is the representative for STEM MUN, M-U-N, and has exploited the pulpit of MUN to dispute the presently existing policies concerning the climate and environmental stance. Moreover, he has established partnerships with renowned institutions. Also joining us, Mohammed Hani. He is a person who likes critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity. Curiosity, excitement, the pleasure of knowing why, the desire of becoming better and helping others are his motives to learning more and improving his skills. He found the STEM field really interesting as he likes building new things and discovering through deep thinking. So I want to welcome you both to our program. And I want to invite you both to come in and talk to us about yourselves. Who would like to start?
Yeah, I'll take the floor. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as you read in my bio, so basically I'm very interested in like appraising my community, like of the environmental crisis. I started like community wide, and you know, I took small steps on this like huge ladder of like consisting of different difficulties and everything. So yeah, you know, starting the environmental companion with Muhammad Hani, it was like the first step on this ladder, and you know, it just opened up new opportunities and new discoveries, you know, throughout this mission. And yeah, I'm really glad that we're trying to prove ourselves in our communities, and we're trying to like, you know, bring awareness to the floor and, you know, have a stance in our communities and on a global scale. And we're doing this through We the World, and, you know, those guys are helping us, you know, achieve this mission. That goes for me. Muhammad Hani can share his thoughts.
Muhammad?
The environmental companion was a critical shift for both of us. Like for me, I learned that even if I'm like extremely interested in something, I can still, with my interest in the things that, or with the things that I'm already interested in, I can direct them into helping others and making changes. That actually influenced me into founding an engineering club at my school, so that I can gather those other people who are interested in different things related to engineering, and together we can direct our interests into making changes and helping others. So that's something that I impacted me from the environmental companion and working with Ali.
Very, very good. So what are the prospects of what you can do there in Egypt in terms of changing people's ideas and mindset and their attitude toward the environment? Or do you find that it's largely receptive to people?
Yeah. So basically, you know, changing people, like, it's empirical, it's something empirical, therefore it's not easy to do. It needs a lot of work, it needs a lot of thought, it needs, you know, a lot of like planning and, you know, mind mapping and everything. So basically, you know, having the company of someone who shares like similar mentality, you know, helps us like alleviate these difficulties or make it easier for things to happen. So basically having Muhammad on board, like, you know, helped me overcome this. We started out with planning like the frame of the environmental companion, how it will be implemented, how it's going to change people, and how it's, you know, like an altogether effective solution for our community. And when we did the testing for the environmental companion, we found out that it did, you know, prove out to be effective in field when applied. We did have 20 of our students, fellow students on campus, change from using like plastic bottles on a daily basis to the recycled biodegradable bottles that are byproducts of like the environmental companion application. So that's for this. I hope it worked.
Mohammed, maybe you can talk to us about how you see your work moving into the larger community that you're living with.
Okay, so as I said, for my role and what I like, the perspective I gained from working with Ali and on the environmental companion is that everyone has something that he is interested in and that he is good at, and if he can kind of make an investment into this thing, he can create something or that can influence others and make changes. So in the engineering club, we will work on actual problems that are present in the world. Maybe they are related to the environment, they're related to the communities that are around us, and actually try to think and learn how to develop actual and solutions to these real problems, so that everyone can have a chance to influence the communities around them with their interests, with something that they actually love.
Excellent. So one of the things I would like for you to also think about is that relationship between Egypt and the United States, and how you see that the We campaign can either help you or you can help help us here in the US understand more about what you're trying to do in your own country to see how we can collaborate.
Yeah, I can go for that one, but I just want to make sure you can hear me, right?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so basically, We the World is like the bridge between, for our like our prospect or our mentalities. We think that We the World is like the connection between like what is happening here and in Egypt and what is happening there in the US. So basically, if we do like exploit this bridge, we can actually like help ensue peace and help ensue like, you know, how can I say this, tolerance of other people. Not everyone in the United States are aware of like, are aware of Egyptian culture or anything related to the Egyptian, like, how can I say this, traditions, history, or anything. With We the World, though, we can help this ensue on a larger scale. We can help, you know, accelerate, you know, having peace ensue altogether, you know? And we actually did like demonstrate this bridge in our workshop, which took place on last Tuesday. So basically, in this like workshop, we discussed how We the World is like taking an action towards a like more forward, a more you know, science oriented, a more factual future, and. You know, it altogether gave us a new perspective for me and my schoolmates. And yeah, that's for that. Mohammed can also, you know, share.
Yeah, so basically what we are trying to do in Egypt is spreading awareness in the communities that are near us so that they know the importance of the environmental problems that are there and how can they contribute to curing them, and also let them know that we are supported by an organization from the US, so that they can be like trust us, and so that we can like become one family, like people from the Egypt and people from the US working together towards like solving environmental problems or like general problems related to our communities.
So what are the kind of environmental problems that you face there in Egypt and in the cities where you live or maybe where you grew up? Is it water pollution, air pollution? You know, is it factories? Is it mining? What kind of things are you aware of that are there to be tackled to improve the environment?
Okay. So basically, based on day-to-day interactions with my community, I do think that we have like an infested water system here in Egypt, and it's not being treated or it's not brought to the media or the public. And I think people need to know what is really happening. People need to address this and people need to take action towards solving this. You know, not everyone is willing to take a stand and speak up and, you know, amplify their voices. People are afraid of just using their voices, and you know, having been on We the World and having participated in multiple We the World meetings, I think that I had the courage to like speak up and you know, and criticize what is happening. I had the chance to address what is happening in my community, and I had the chance to receive feedback. Also, you know, having received feedback helped me, you know, innovate like how can I like implement this feedback on my community. You know, help me combine these feedbacks into one that will work out for my community. And, you know, and I think, you know, like by the end of my journey with We the World, hopefully not too soon, I think that I will have solved most of these problems in my community. And I'm very optimistic about that. You can go, Mohammed.
So speaking of like some specific problems that are present in our country, like in our curriculum, we say that we are from a STEM school. We take like a specific curriculum directed to this, where we have a capstone project, and we like discuss every semester the Egyptian grounded challenges that are related to us. So like speaking of the Egypt grounded challenges that are related to like the environment. There is pollution with the different kinds, and there is the wasted water management, the wasted water management, and what we have learned is that all those problems are connected to each other. It's like a chain reaction of problems. So So what we are trying to solve is like getting into the root causes of those problems, because if you like cut a part of the problem or the tip of the problem, then you like essentially have not done something, because that tip is going to grow again, and it might grow even more. So that's what we are trying to do. We are trying to get into the root causes, implementing a really good technique that we have learned. It's called the five whys, so that we can find the root causes into the different problems and try to solving them in their essence.
It's not very different than it is here. It's very much the same here in this country, where all of these problems are very systemic. And a lot of them are tied to industry and businesses and profits that people want to make, so they cut corners or they don't have concerns. But with you being in school and, you know, studying engineering and things like that, it's possible that you can create ways that would eliminate some of the pollution sources, but still be able to preserve people's industry or businesses. And I'm wondering if you'd given any thought to partnering with business and with government to be able to make things better just based on innovation.
I can go for this one. This is actually our idea of the environmental companion, where we are trying to promote businesses and in the same time encouraging them and the people using their products to be environmentally friendly and promote the Go Green notion. So how we exactly do this? Like for our application, we make a partnership with a company that's, for example, it's producing plastic. And according to their product, they will give us a serial code that will be scanned on our application, so that whenever a user uses obtains this product and is instead of disposing it, he will put it in a trash bin that is provided with an AI recognizer and sensor. So when he puts the bottle or the product in it, the AI recognizer calculates the volume and the weight of the bottle, so that we can know the exact data about the bottle, which can help us gain useful information and data that we can analyze later for figuring out solutions to different problems using data analysis. And in the same time, the users can benefit from these good habits, as we will reward them with virtual points called environs, and those can be turned later into rewards. And for the companies, they got their products known, so more people will they know that this is the product that if I like recycle it, I will get virtual points and things like this. So their product is known, and we help them recycle their own products. So we gathered the materials that were going to be disposed in our AI recycle bin, so that it's in one place. Instead of their material that they are going to recycle is spread all over, this is just in one place, so it's really simple for them to recycle.
Yeah, building on what Muhammad said, we're basically founding our idea upon gamification of recycling. So we're basically trying to combine two different and diverse elements into one sole solution. So we're basically trying to get people to be motivated and keep track of their recycling activity and gain virtual points and engage in this work community of people who are looking forward to solving the recycling dilemma and the plastic production turmoil. Basically, we're trying to combine this element with the element of actually using scientific facts and using psychological tricks and using the economy and the systemic idea of how to create an enhanced economy into like another different element and combining these two diverse elements into like the frame of the environmental companion. So we're basically trying not to only like recycle on a daily basis, we're also trying to enhance like our economy as the economy is enhanced, like every other sector and within a country is enhanced thereof and accordingly. So yeah, that's like the frame of the environmental companion. That's like the vision and objective of our project.
That's wonderful. And how will you be interfacing with the We the World at we.net and the campaigns here? And how can people here assist you in what you're doing at home?
Yeah, so like basically based on like the every Saturday meeting that I entered with Jana and Muhammad, we're basically trying to, you know, appraise people of our project. We're trying to appraise people of both We the World and like the environmental companion. They are both like they are both moving forward into the same objective, which is helping like alleviate the disastrous dilemmas that are currently unfolding within our different societies, whether in the US or here in Egypt. So we have that in common with We the World. Both the environmental companion and We the World have that in common. And you know, We the World helped us, you know, start this workshop that I previously mentioned. So basically, this workshop not only helped advertise the environmental companion, it also helped help people be aware of the cause of like the We the World. And we told them about the objectives, we told them about the goals and what we're trying to do, the actions. We told them about Martin Luther King campaign. We told them about We Can campaign. So yeah, we have like raised awareness of. Like these disasters through appraising people of the environmental companion and We the World interchangeably.
Oh, that's wonderful. So are either of you working directly with any of the coordinators or campaigns as they exist in the United States as well?
I can answer that. Right now, the We Can program is its own thing, and what they're doing their own projects, of course, with our help, and then we're also coordinating with the other campaigns too as it comes up. So I'm always reminding them about the other campaigns like health, and you're being the health coordinator, and so being aware of how environmental justice and what they're doing with all how that is so related with health and how it's related with interdependence and peace and unity and children. And so it's a constant reminder of how we're all, it's all related. But this program is very, very new. It's just the We Can Network has been there for quite a while. It just happened that we were able to build this We Can with the different teams, and it just kind of exploded in a nice way. First, Ali came on as a volunteer, and I get volunteers from all over the world, and he indicated, yeah, he's interested in environment, he's interested in this, he's interested in that, he's interested in this, and I'm thinking, huh. Where am I going to put him? And then I started remembering about We Can and Rick's goal and dream of having, you know, reaching out and just exploding in a nice way all over. So then I approached Ali with that idea, and he said, yeah. And then his Mohammed came on, and then somehow the others. And so we've got a huge team now. And everybody's doing a little bit of something different, but we're also trying to keep it in the sense of being connecting with all the campaigns. And one thing we're also really working on is developing a pen pal program so that everybody can, there's a chance to to connect with people all over in their own languages, but it's with the idea of English, because so many of the other participants have expressed how in order for many of the young people to get further is to be able to improve their understanding of English. So it's a way to bridge out, help out, know more, and interact all at the same time.
That's
right. I have one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one thing to add to Jana's point. So we're basically, I remember saying to Jana that I'm very interested and like different thing. I told her I'm interested in like equality. I'm interested in like, you know, racial equality, gender equality, like I'm interested in environmental justice. Yeah, it was a lot. Also, you know, about that, we did actually like integrate gender equality into our project. So we basically innovated that, you know, the further and the more progressive a society is, like is aware of like the gender equality and like the equality crisis, you know, the more it is likely to like help alleviate the environmental crisis. So these two elements are like considered within our project, and for that we have like we do believe that we have you know, good female power in our team. I told Jen about that. So yeah, that's for that. I just wanted to add this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about getting more girls into science and of course being in a STEM school. So they had to work with their some supervisors, some counselors, some teachers, and there was actually quite a lot of work they had to do to get this all going. And so it's very impressive what all they've done. I just learned a whole lot more that I didn't even know, and I thought I knew a lot.
Yeah, well, I guess we could all learn. Yeah. Jason, do you have any thoughts you want to add?
As like a fellow student, I think it's really cool what you guys have started to put together. I'm not really sure how long you've been working at this, but it has a bright future. And the way I'm seeing it, like I'm a business student, so I kind of see it through like trying to figure out how you could get this spread the word pretty much. And I think a lot of it has to come to starting from the internal and then spreading out from there. So I want to ask you guys, like, as you're, you know, reaching out to your friends, are you also communicating the same ideas with your family, making sure that they're practicing the same, you know, things that you're trying to preach right now? Because that way, as long as your circle is doing the right things or what you're trying to accomplish, that's when you could start branching out and reaching out to, you know, different companies, people outside of your country, obviously. And that way you could start building those connections and trying to establish something really good.
Muhammad can go on that one, since Muhammad is like the planner of the environmental companion. So you have the floor, Muhammad.
Yeah, so basically we had like three stages for the spreading of our, of trying to spread our application. So the first stage is just, we're going to start simple with trying to just simply motivate others into doing good environmental habits with avoiding all the hassle of like the AI recognizers and partnership with companies thing, just really simple. So we tried to, like, in our social circle, we did like a survey for the people that will be willing to use our application, and like the majority of them were like the teenagers or like people of our age. Ali has like tried since he became aware of like the environmental crisis and the problems facing the environment. He started like working with his family into like changing the bad habits and making good ones. My family like started abandoning the unhealthy plastic products and working more with more sustainable products. We also like question people for if they will be okay with you with opening up their cameras and scanning things, and I think almost all of our answers were like yes, if they will be comfortable. So this was the first stage. Then the second stage is just they will be just to like gain a more trustworthiness with the clients, and so that we can like start giving virtual points and rewarding them with actual rewards on doing the good habits. We added like this AI feature And this will enable us to like spread our application outside more of our like this small circle. Then, like with the third stage that's planned, is that partnering that partnerships and with the companies and it continues with this pattern with companies nationally, then internationally, hopefully.
Yeah. Also, like adding to what Mohammed said, we actually, with the survey, we did actually like study a survey of more than 92 persons. So they were not only the people on our campus. We like conducted the survey among our family members, like our extended family members, that both applies to me and Mohammed. We also did like have like three of our schools of our like fellow schoolmates have their families and their extended families fill the survey, and we did test our project on 23 people, and 20 of which like turned out to be effective with, and you know that made us optimistic on like this scale. And as we further like progress into implementing our project like community wide, we do hope that this like ratio will still be maintained within our implementation. So I hope that answers.
Yeah, it's amazing to me what you're doing and the level of your involvement at such a young age, you know, along with Jason, Muhammad, Ali. It's like it's wonderful and inspiring to me to see young people so deeply engaged in transforming the world and making it better, so that there's real hope, I think, for those changes to take place. Because as you get out into the world and you start working in business or government or whatever it is, you'll be someone there who can begin to advocate for or make decisions that can make a real difference. So I think it's very promising to the world, all of the world, that we have young people who are so engaged. So I just thank you. I'm very grateful. And I'm wondering, Dana, if you could just give us a little bit more about the whole crew that you're working with and how they're working together, and just to give a sense of all that's happening.
Sure. Let's see. We have a team Burundi, team Rwanda, working on team Nigeria, and... let's see. And then we have a new person who just joined who is living in New Zealand. So that's Team New Zealand, who is also connected with South Korea. I just don't know where to start. Everybody is just doing such amazing things. And I'm just so bursting with pride right now. I can barely talk because I'm so excited about what these people are doing. But briefly, I mentioned the Pen Pal program, and Leah in New Zealand has decided that she really wants to jump on that and already has a lot of ideas and wants to bring in the idea of teaching financial literacy to young people. Eric in Rwanda is very involved in his community with starting a piggery rearing program, whereby it will help with through special processes, you know, with the community working together and having a stake in ownership in the process of being able to create the kitchen gardens so that it can help not only help with the gardens to reduce malnutrition, but also to rear the pigs for selling and so on, to create small local economies for women to be able to prosper. And then also with the English project, learning English. And then DDA in Burundi, he's also very big on the whole English teaching, especially to women in rural communities, so that they can prosper and again, teach their families, and so that they can get further in the world. But he's also a lawyer, and he's working on a lot of issues there with families. And he's also working very involved with the environment and several interfaith organizations. So all in all, it's just amazing what they all are accomplishing. And we're just there to support and help and do whatever we can. They're the ones with the ideas.
That's wonderful. So how will the pen pal thing work? Are people actually going to write letters? Or are we talking about?
That's my dream of bringing back the old fashioned art of writing letters. And, you know, it can be down to little kids drawing pictures and sending them to someone in Burundi or wherever. And I've got some campaign ambassadors I'm working on to help with that. I've been assured that we can have, you know, thinking of postage, how we would do that. But I don't know the details on that. But Angel says, oh, yeah, we can do that. So that's my dream. We can do, you know, because not everybody has a computer. But if we could do, you know, have a big envelope full of cards that are addressed to people, you know, so that every little person, every young person can feel like I've got a friend somewhere. And mm-hmm. I just think that's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, I agree. And getting people off the internet and social media would be wonderful for all of our health. So I can appreciate.
Well, I mean, you know, it's good and bad. You know, I mean, I wouldn't know about Ali and Muhammad and, you know, without the internet, you know, but it's still nice to keep thinking about that personal contact.
Okay, sounds good. So
yeah, I'm not keen on like using social media. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was just like building on Jenna's point.
Yeah, social media, I actually like Zoom because it feels very close and intimate, but most social media is difficult to make a real connection for sure. So we've been talking for a little while. I wanted to give you Ali and Muhammad and also Jason a chance to comment on just the experience of coming together with other people from different cultures, different countries, and what is that like for you, and how is it perhaps contributing to who you are in this moment?
I can go first. Like for me, it's really amazing to like try to identify with the different perspectives people like see the same thing. So like for example, like someone's like looks at something and he may see it like a chance to take an initiative, but other like might not. He might just like want to run away from it or something like this. So this is like through these different perspectives, we can learn and share with each other our experiences, especially with different cultures. They bring in those different perspectives, and this can create motives for and drives for making changes and making things better.
Yeah, I do think like connecting with people from different upbringings and different cultures, it just diverses like the thoughts of one, you know, like you know, I have different friends from like from the US. I'm sure Jenna is my friend from US, yeah. And I have friends from like South Africa. I have friends from Australia. You know, together we all like have different views on what goes on, like on our daily on our daily lives, but we basically have this like one thing in common, which is humanity. We all have humanity in common, regardless of how different our like you know thoughts are, regardless of how different our like systems of beliefs, system of faith, you know, political pursuit, or even the people that we like march for in the presidency for the US or something. We all are human after all. So it just enriches this concept, you know, getting to know people from different upbringings enriches like your tolerance of different humans and like your tolerance of like being different in a community. So that's for me.
Yeah, just to echo, I think making those connections with other people is crucial, especially now where we're all kind of stuck in one place and we've kind of been, you know, I don't really know how COVID has affected you guys in Egypt, but here in the US, we're pretty much locked into a house with your family, if you had family, for a couple months. So just making those connections. For me, like I've pretty much had like a wide view of different circumstances, backgrounds of everybody that I've met over the years. So working with the We campaign, it's definitely different. Getting to meet people like internationally, because I haven't met anybody internationally for that part. And a lot of what I'm trying to do, like my life goal is just trying to understand perspective. I know that everybody has different perspective on everything. So I'm just trying to put as much wisdom together, that way I could start developing good ways to try to help everybody, whether that means just talking like this on a Zoom, or that means like what you guys are doing, where you're creating you know, different processes and like campaigns to promote change. And I think it's great. We need change so much right now. It's completely necessary. And I think right now my perspective has definitely changed, hearing from you guys in a totally different country, with totally different circumstances, but you guys kind of echo what's going on here. So that's definitely a indication that, you know, our problems that are going on here, it's not just here. It branches out further, which means that this is going to take an even bigger effort to really promote change and really make our world a little bit better for that sake.
Yeah, that's true. But I think what's really nice about this is that as there's this international communication, you could see that how the potential, at least I see the potential, for building new platforms in communication. So as some of the old guard politics begin to move out of the way, there'll be a whole army of young people, I shouldn't say army, but a whole contingent of young people that will be able to step up and really make changes that might be blocked at this current time. So I really do encourage all of you to keep what you're doing, to keep at it, and to not allow the larger politics to make you feel disheartened or to discourage you, because I think that all the future generations are depending on this one to do what my generation couldn't do. So I think that people such as myself and Jana, we're trying to create a support system for younger people to be able to step on that support system and then fly. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's what we're hoping that that you will get from the We campaign. We really are encouraged by your work and we will support you in any way that we can. So we're grateful for your presence. Thank you. And so we're going to finish up now, but unless anyone has something more, a last word you'd like to give of encouragement or any comment is fine.
Yes, I do have one thing to say. So yeah, you know, like throughout my presence with We the World, I couldn't do anything or reach as far without Jenna's help or support. Jenna has literally like had my back since I joined We the World. She helped me understand different things and she gave me perspective, whether through our like every Saturday meetings or through our casual emails. She's been like the one helping me like, you know, like behind the curtains. She has been the one like helping behind the curtains. And I think that applies to Muhammad. You know, ever since Muhammad also joined, he has been like, you know, having these different perspectives and applying to our project. And that is like directly like a direct cause of Jana's presence and help. So thank you, Jana.
Oh, gosh. You guys, I'm going to start crying here, but I just want to say thank you so much, you guys, all of you, Jason too. I'm just so impressed and I just love you all. And I really want to thank Catherine for giving you all a place to talk and say, tell your stories because they're wonderful. Thank you, Catherine.
Yes. And we want to know, I don't know if you have my email, but you could send to Jason. And Jason, if you could send to me any contact you want me to put with the broadcast. So if you have an organization or an email or some way you want to hear from people so that I can put that in. Any other closing thoughts? Okay, so we're good then. And I want to thank all of you for being part of this broadcast. And this is Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium, and We the World at we.net. And we've been speaking with Jana Larson, Ali Nawar, and Muhammad Hani. Jason Ho, thank you so much for joining us today.